Welcome back to the LifePoint Drivecast. My name is Cale Buer. I'm the teaching pastor at the Delaware campus. And we are continuing our study here through Philippians. And today I want to read from Philippians chapter 3, really verses 10 through 14. We're focusing on 12, 13, and 14. But in verse 10, Paul talks about how he wants to know Christ and the power of his resurrection, and that he might share, that he may share in his sufferings, becoming like him, becoming like Jesus in his death. Paul says that by any means I may attain the resurrection from the dead. So Paul draws this connection between to know Christ in his resurrection and to experience that resurrection power. I also want to know Christ in his sufferings, right? That I have to share in his sufferings, that it's through suffering that we're made into the image of Jesus and experience more of his resurrection power in our life. Now that Paul says in verse 12, he says, not that I have already obtained this or am already perfect, but I press on to make it my own because Christ Jesus has made me his own. And I love that. He says, because Christ Jesus has made me his. I press on not so that God will love me, but because God has loved me, because Christ has chosen me and made me his own. He says, brothers, I do not consider that I've made it my own, but one thing I do, forgetting what lies behind and straining toward what lies ahead, I press on toward the goal for the prize of the upward call of God in Christ Jesus. Paul uses the imagery of a race here, right, to press on. It's athletic imagery. It's the idea of straining, right, and with all your might, pressing forward. And the Apostle Paul, who clearly was a mature person in Christ, says, I don't consider, though, that I've arrived. I don't consider that I've already completed this race. One of the things that I said on Sunday is you mature people, spiritually mature people recognize, right, the race continues. They recognize how far they still have to go. And Paul says, forgetting what lies behind, right? And I've been thinking about that. The way I might say that is, listen, we learn from the past, but we don't live there, right? We learn from the past. It's not that, I don't think Paul's saying like, I literally never even think about what's, you know, happened in the past. Clearly that's not the point, but I don't get stuck there. I'm not resting on the accomplishments of the past. I'm continuing to press forward toward Christ, and I'm not getting stuck in the failures of the past either. I've been forgiven. And so we learn from the past, but we live in the present. And we look to the future. We learn from the past, but we live in the present and we look to the future. We look to Christ and to the day that he's going to return and make us new. And until that day, we don't give up. We continue to keep going and we continue to press on. And again, one of the things I just mentioned on Sunday, I think in our culture, if I could encourage some of our older saints for a moment, if you're listening to this right now, I think in our culture, we have oftentimes sort of an unhelpful view of retirement. There's just a lot of dialogue and depictions of retirement in our culture where it's kind of like, hey, once you hit this age, you just have fun until you die or until Jesus calls you home. And I don't get that from the Apostle Paul. I read the Apostle Paul and I see a guy who's saying, until the day Jesus calls me home, I'm going to continue to press on for this upward call. And so, yes, you can retire from your job. That is totally good and appropriate. There are some jobs, it's just physically demanding and hard. You may come to a day where you go, man, I'm done here. And God has released me from this particular vocation. But God does not release us from the calling of pursuing Christ. We retire from jobs, we don't retire from the faith. We continue on and we press on for the upward call of Christ Jesus, our Lord. And so if I can encourage you today, wherever you are, whatever season you're in today, young, middle-aged, older, saint, keep going. Press on, not so that God will love you, but because God has loved you, because Christ Jesus has made us his own. Let me pray for you. Father, we love you. We thank you. And I pray, God, for all those listening today, will you help us today to be faithful? Today, God, to press on, forgetting what lies behind and straining toward what lies ahead. Lord, as we await our Savior, help us to be faithful today and press on toward Christ for the sake of his kingdom. We love you. We ask it in Jesus' name. Amen. Take some time now. just to reflect and to pray for yourself.